This is Dr. Singham dictating from the Manor of Farmington. Patient first name is Tavona, T-A-V-O-N-N-A. Last name is Stevenson, S-T-E-V-E-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 7/16/1965. Date of evaluation is 7/12/2023. History of present illness, chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation requested for management of depression and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness, this is a 57 years old female who was admitted here on 6/30/2023 upon transfer from Beaumont Farmington Hills Hospital. Patient has multiple medical problems including history of acute pancreatitis, sarcoidosis, obesity, depression, obstructive sleep apnea, hypertension, ASHD, history of acute respiratory failure, fibromyalgia, epigastric pain, a history of malignant neoplasm of stomach. Patient acknowledged history of depression during my evaluation and reports that she was under care of therapist and psychiatrist at the Cruz Clinic, and reports that they prescribed her Cymbalta. Patient reports that there were some issues with her billing and she owed $800 and they closed her case. Patient had multiple complaints over being here and reports that she's in pain a lot and sometimes the therapist rushes her to get physical therapy. Patient reports that her right knee is swollen. She talked about history of sarcoidosis and fibromyalgia. She reports that she was operated for cancer of stomach in 2016. She also talked about history of pituitary adenoma and history of brain surgery and spinal surgery. Patient went into great details in talking about loss of her mother and reports that she died of, quote, elder abuse by her sister 5 years ago. She wanted to show me a particular video, but was unable to access the video. She was admitted here on Risperdal, 0.25 milligram HS. Peter denies any history of manic or psychotic symptoms. Peter reports that in the hospital she was restless and had trouble sleeping, and they prescribed her Risperdal. Patient was wondering if she can be discontinued of Risperdal. Next paragraph, no clear history of mania or psychosis. She was seen by a psychologist from her service who described her somewhat histrionic. And her conversation was focused on being a victim and blaming others for her problems. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness and pain, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal pain, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemorrhages, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse, no, prior outpatient treatment was helpful, yes, number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, zero, prior suicide attempts, no, prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, highest grade, grade 12, current occupation, worked as a clerk at a surgical intensive care unit at St. Joe's. Patient reports that she also worked as a special ed teacher assistant. Next paragraph, relationship. Current relationship. Refers to boyfriend as her spouse. Number of children, one son. I'm saying cancel that. Number of children, not known. Legal issues, prior difficulty, legal system, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, review, check, chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, review of histories and habits, see medical surgical history as reported in HPI. Save that information. Next paragraph, mental status examination. Blood pressure 122 over 63, pulse 86, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative but somewhat exaggerated emotions, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech clear, somewhat pressured, mood, depressed, thought processes, somewhat tangential associations with the normal thought content, no suicidal or homicidal ideation, perceptual disturbances, none, level of consciousness alert, oriented to time, place, person, memory, intact for recent and remote events, attention, concentration, somewhat poor, fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair. Next paragraph, medications, current medications, MAR reviewed. Duloxetine 60 mg once a day and Risperdal 0.25 mg HS. Next paragraph, assessment and plans. Major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate F33.1. Plans continue. Duloxetine as prescribed. Discontinue Risperdal. No evidence of psychosis. Number two, adjustment disorder with depressed, adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depressed mood, F43.23. Plans continue psychotherapy with seniors wellness group psychologist. Under disposition, number one, notify service of any changes in mood behaviors. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy, benefits, and side effects. Check that box. Under orders and procedure 99305, under supplemental administrative, check common side effects of SNRI, risk benefit statements. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident. Next paragraph, end of dictation.